Morning, everyone. Welcome to our July Shōtoki Hōyō Memorial Service. Oha minasan, ohayō gozaimasu. Yōkoso, ano, 7月 no Shōtoki Hōyō no gosan, ano, omairi de gozaimasu. So this Shōtoki Hōyō Memorial for the month of July is always held on the first we generally held it on the first Sunday in July, which often corresponds with Independence Day, 4th of July weekend. まあ、この Shōtoki Hōyō というのは、もう大体、その月の一番最初の週末にあるんですけど、これはまあよく、7月の、こう、まあ、国立記念日の週末に当たりますね。So as we reflect on the lives of our loved ones, we also find ourselves doing so in the background of our larger reflections about the meaning of this country and living in community as a society together. そしてこの、まあ、7月の時に戦没者を忍びながらこの、まあ、国の一員としてのあの人生としても考えることがありますね。When we think about what it means to be a member of a community, what role we play and what role our loved ones play in a community, it's meaningful to look to the teachings of the Buddha, the teachings of our previous teachers to reflect on the meaning of this, what it is to live in community, to be a member, a citizen of a community. そして、まあ、一つの、まあ、国民としての生き方は、こういう、まあ、歴代の、仏法をよりどころとした方々の言葉で、そういう意味がはっきりできるということですね。
One of the important figures in the development of Buddhism was the monk Saicho. Saicho was a monk who traveled from Japan to China and then returned to Japan. So he had lived as a foreigner, as an outsider in China, and then returned to his home country of Japan. And I feel that Saicho had a really deep understanding of what it means to belong and to be a part of a community and a part of a country.
で、まあ、最澄という、まあ、伝教大師とも言うんですけど、平安時代に日本から中国に行って、まあ、外国人として中国にしばらく暮らしをして仏法を求めて、そして日本に帰ってきたという方ですね。から、まあ、最澄という方は、まあ、自分の、まあ、国民としての意識はある程度あったということを私が思っていますね。
Saicho worked very hard to establish the teachings of Buddha in Japan and to establish a Buddhist community that was large and inclusive at a time when people were asking, what good is Buddhism? What does Buddhism have to offer this country, this community?
で、まあ、Saicho というのは、一生懸命仏教を広めようという心があって、で、当時は仏教は何の価値があるということはよく疑うことがあったようですね。
And so in response to this, Saicho talks about what it is to be what a national treasure is. What are the treasures? We think about here in the United States, what are our treasures? Maybe we think about things like the Grand Canyon, beautiful architectural structures like the Golden Gate Bridge, the beauties of Yellowstone National Park, and the tremendous wealth that we have here in this country.
まあ、国宝としては何かということですね。まあ、綺麗な自然のグランドキャニオンとか、まあ、ゴールデンゲートの綺麗な橋とか、こういう建築の美しい建築とか、国の財産とかを考えるんですね。
We find that Saicho has a slightly different attitude.
Saicho さんのお考えはちょっと違うんですね。
Saicho writes, in describing this, he says,What is the treasure of the nation? The mind that dwells in the true way is a treasure. And those who possess this mind are the treasures of the nation. That is why it was said of old that 10 pearls as big as pigeons' eggs do not constitute the treasure of a nation. But those who care for their part of the world...Those people shine with a brilliance that illuminates 1,000 miles and are called a treasure of the nation. Buddhists who possess the mind that dwells in the true way are called in the West bodhisattvas. In the East, they are known as superior men. They hold themselves responsible for all bad things, while they credit others with all good things. Forgetful of themselves, they benefit others. This represents the epitome of compassion. 最初はこういうふうに言われますね。国宝とは何でありましょうか。宝というのは道心、道を求める心であります。道心ある人はこそ国宝というのであります。昔に人は言われたのは、こういう鳥の玉の大きな真珠は10個を持ってもこれは国宝と言えません。千里を照らす一号を守るもの、これがすなわち国宝なんであると。すなわち道心ある仏教とは、西のところは菩薩という、東は君子ということです。悪いこと、事柄は自らに向かわし、好ましい事柄を他のものとして与え、おのずからを忘れて他を利することは慈悲の清まりというものですと、と最長が言いますね。So this is very interesting. This is for me a very profound perspective that the mind that dwells in the way, a person who lives the teaching of a Buddha, is the true treasure of a nation. Not the wealth, not the material things, but those who live this teaching of a Buddha, and who care for their part of the world in a way that the light of their kindness, the light of the Buddha's wisdom, is reflected in their lives and shines for 1,000 miles out, shining out for 1,000 miles. It says that these people hold themselves responsible. They take responsibility for the problems that they see around them. And when there's some goodness to be had, they attribute that to others. So they're not taking credit for all the good, rather they're taking responsibility for the problems and recognizing that the good things that are there are thanks to the hard work, the dedication, and the kindness of others. And that this attitude represents the heart of compassion. まあこの悪いこと、問題があったら、それ自分が責任を持つ。他の人がやったとかじゃなくて、責任が自分で持って。で、いいことがあったら、それはおかげさまであるというお心。こういう生き方は国宝であるというふうに、まあ最長が言いますね。So as we remember our loved ones,this month for our Shotsuki Hoyo, I think we can find in their lives an example of this wisdom, of this compassion. まあ、今日しのぶ戦没者の人生を繰り返してみたら、こういう仏様の知恵の光がそこにあると私は思っておりますね。So this Nembutsu, the Nembutsu, Namo Amida Butsu, we're all here guided, brought here in some way by thisworking of the Nembutsu. This is the mind that dwells in the true way of the Buddha, seeking to liberate others from suffering and taking responsibility for the challenges in this world around us. As I reflect on our Shotsuki Hoyo this month and this idea of a person who lives in the Nembutsu as a treasure,whose way of caring for that immediate world right around them, caring for their family, caring for those people they see every day, shines a light that we can see from thousands of miles away. Reminded of one of my inspiring teachers of the Nembutsu, a man who was not a Buddhist priest, but was a strawberry farmer. Strawberry farmer. 私がこの国宝としての念仏者としての生き方考えますと、一人の方を思い出して、この方は、私にとっては、お念仏の大きな師匠であったんですけど、僧侶じゃないですね。一号の百姓の方ですね。一号の百姓の方です。This gentleman was born in Gardena, in Southern California, And then his parents were hardworking farmers, and so they were not able to raise him, so they sent him back to Japan, to their hometown of Hiroshima, to be raised by his grandparents there in Hiroshima.
そしてこの方は南カリフォルニアのガデーナで生まれて、で両親が仕事で忙しかったから、子供を育つ余裕がなかったから、自分の両親広島にあるおじいちゃんばあちゃんの元で育てられたんですね。
And he would talk about growing up in Hiroshima, growing up in the pre-war period with his grandparents who were not wealthy at all. They worked a hard lives, hard scrabble existence, working very hard just to eke by a meager living. But he said every night he would see his grandfather had this custom of sitting before the obutsudan, joining his hands in gassho, chanting the shoshinge. And then afterwards he would sit down for his banshaku. Banshaku is a glass of sake, a kind of nightcap. And as he was enjoying his glass of sake, he would just say very little. Say, nammandabu, nammandabu, arigatai no, arigatai no. He would just sit and say the nembutsu and say, I'm deeply grateful. I'm so grateful. And this gentleman that I knew, who was his grandson, said, at the time, I never understood. I always thought, what a strange thing to say. What can he be grateful for? Morning to night, working his fingers to the bone. Where is there cause for gratitude here? で、その方は一体何がありがたいかと、全然その時わからなかったというんですね。朝から夜まで一生懸命働いて、苦しい人生はどこにありがたいことがあるかということですね。
Then I remember I knew this gentleman late in life, the last few years of his life, I had the opportunity to get to know him. And in his later years, he would say, but now I understand. Just to be alive is a cause for deep gratitude.
ここまで生きてこられたこそ、これがありがたいと言ってたんですね。このおかげさまという心が生まれてきて。
Came to appreciate this feeling of gratitude, everything, this whole life we've lived, not something that we deserve, but something that we receive.
当たり前のものじゃなくて、私がいただきものであるというありがたい心が生まれてきたんですね。
I was saddened to part with this good friend of the Nembutsu when he crossed over to the other shore. I was given the great honor of officiating the funeral service that marked this great transformation in his life.
その方が亡くなった時は非常に悲しいことであって、で私が葬儀をお務めさせていただくありがたいご縁に会いました。
And it was very, I knew the family quite well. And as they were coming in, they made a point of introducing me to an elderly gentleman from Mexico who had come for this service.
で、お葬儀の時に、年寄りの、メキシコから来られた方ですね。
And they said, this is his daughter said, this is one of dad's workers. He worked for dad for 40 years. And then he retired back down to his village in Mexico. But he wanted to come back to show his gratitude, to be here. He came up, he was a deeply devout Catholic, but he came up to offer incense and showed his gratitude. And I could see in him this light of the Buddha shining, this farmer who had cared for his world and the people around him, his workers, so well that the light of his kindness was shining all the way down. The Buddha's light was shining for 1,000 miles away down in Mexico. I remember I would hear stories about him. They would say, you know, he lives up on a hill and he overlooks his fields and he can see his workers driving the tractors and the trucks around the fields at night. He always says, arigatai, arigatai. I'm so grateful for these people who are out working and taking care of my fields late at night.
そして夜中に家が丘の上に建てて、で自分の畑がみんなが見えてたんですけど、その畑を見るときはありがたい、ありがたい。なぜならその、こういうお使いの、方々が、そういう、その仕事をしているワーカーの方々が、みんなその畑を守ってて、それこそありがたいという気持ちですね。 So when I think of him, I think of this is the true treasure of our nation. こういう人が kokuho de aru to omoimasu. Many ways, a simple farmer, but a man who really lived this wisdom of the Buddha, who cared for his place in the world for those around him in a way that the light of the Buddha's wisdom was reflected through him and reached far and wide.
してこういう自分の小さい狭いこの一つのところを守って周りを助け合いながら生きていかれた方々はこれこそがここほであると思いますね。
ある程度そんなに、多分中学校しかの教育を持っていない百姓ですけど、そういう人こそが正しい生き方をみんなを見せるというんですね。
So although he would always say, I just have a middle school education. And yet his way of living taught the most important lessons to all of us, who knew him.
I'm sure that those of you, as you remember your loved ones today, can remember their way of living in the Nembutsu. For we all share this common teaching, this common way of directing our lives.
I'm sure you can reflect on your own episodes in which your loved ones, those people whose names were read today, lived in such a way, cared for their small part of the world in a way that the light of the Buddha's wisdom shone brilliantly for 1,000 miles and more.
皆様が今日忍ぶ先導者の方々が、それこそ自分の周り、自分のところに守りながら生きてきて、それによって仏様の光が千里も照らすようなことになったんですね。
So this is the meaning of this word that I, these words of Shinran Shonin that I read at the beginning of my talk. The light of a compassion illumines us from afar. Even though our loved ones now dwell on the other shore, the light of their compassion still shines into our lives. Those beings it reaches, it is taught, attain the joy of the Dharma. So take refuge in Amida, the great consolation. This is the meaning of the Nembutsu, to take refuge in Amida Buddha, the awakened one of a measurable light in life.
これは、親鸞聖人の言葉、この通りですね。慈悲の光、実行、はるかにかむらめ、光の至るところには、法器、仏様の御教えの喜びをみんな受ける。ですから、こういう仏様の大きな安らぎに帰依しようということは、お念仏ですね。これはまさにお念仏のことですね。
So I'd like to conclude my reflections at this time. I invite you to join me in Gassho and let us together hear the voice of the Buddha resonating in the Nembutsu.
Nembutsu de owari. Namo Amida Butsu. 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 Namo Amida Butsu.